When Hurricane Sandy hit New York City last fall, the publisher Farrar, Straus, and Giroux, like most everything else, totally shut down.
It took them about a week to get the power back on.
Brian Giddis is a senior publicist at FSG. When he got back to his office, he began sorting through boxes of galleys, advance copies of books, and one of them caught him off guard.
It has a picture of a flooded Manhattan on the cover. It's definitely sort of a Twilight Zone moment.
I had the very strange experience of editing the final proofs of my novel one night, going to sleep and waking up and essentially seeing it adapted on cable television the next morning.
Nathaniel Rich wrote Odds Against Tomorrow. The protagonist is a boy genius who spins out worst-case scenarios and sells his elaborate calculations to corporations. But not even he predicts that a hurricane will inundate New York. And, of course, Rich had no idea his novel would be so timely.
Yeah, it was eerie. But I think this is the time that we live in now. We live in this time where our worst fears are being realized regularly.
Rich's novel, out this month, is the latest in what seems to be an emerging literary genre. Over the past decade, more and more writers have begun to set their novels and short stories in worlds not unlike our own, where the Earth's systems are noticeably off-kilter.
I think we need a new type of novel to address the new type of reality, which is that we're headed towards something terrifying and large and transformative. And it's the novelist's job to try to understand what is that doing to us.
Of course, science fiction with an environmental bent has been around since the 1960s. But sci-fi usually takes place in a dystopian future. Cli-fi happens in a dystopian present.